You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Three weeks of polls. We go back to April the 26th. Our first poll is Montour sloppy with the biscuit.
This is a big one.
What happened?
That was my first day.
Yeah. Well, oh, wow.
You're getting nostalgic?
It's like the last day of high school right now for us.
Cue the vitamin
that
C.
Was like, that was when Mike was trying to make me feel like an idiot for not knowing Panthers hockey.
You know, I get that a lot. It's a rib. No one knows what the f*** they're talking about when it comes to hockey. We're all learning this together.
Is Vitamin C better than Best Days of Our Lives by Green Day?
Ooh, when it comes to high school graduation,
she
owns that.
I know. Fair play to Vitamin C. It's a great idea for a song.
Like
neither one of them was good.
This is an aside.
Oh,
but
wow.
The script, brilliant. Coming up with a song just for Hall of Fames, because every time there's a Hall of Fame induction, you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? Not use a song about Hall of Fame induction?
We are the champions.
Amazing.
Is all time.
Just like we've
do
had
songs about things. Do
yeah.
Songs about
I've,
things.
I've There's actually, no Easter song. Let's have an Easter song.
I've thought about this. Is there a song for New Year's?
Yeah.
All
no one knows.
Auld Lang Syne. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
How about a good song?
New Year's Day by U2. Okay. Although I don't think that's a vibe you're going for.
I think there's a market there for like if it was like maybe New Year. I don't know what the title of the song
is. Are there any Christmas songs?
Kid Rock actually has Kid Rock has a New Year's song.
88.4% of the audience thought Montour is sloppy with the biscuit.
He is. Tying that up. Uyghur though. What a player.
Oh. Are you surprised that anyone's favorite actor is John Larroquette?
I really appreciated the support of on Uyghur.
83.3% of the audience is indeed surprised that anyone's favorite actor is John Larroquette.
Weebs.
It's Weegs, Sugats.
Weegs.
Yeah, I mean, head on the sword.
Brunch. Dangerous game? 61.3% of the audience said yes. Brunch is a dangerous game. How?
Called it.
Brunch is great.
It's a
we already went
game.
Over this.
It's a dangerous game from this standpoint. If you eat it too late, it will leave you very, very, very full for lunch and for dinner.
No, it has nothing to do with the food. Yeah, this is all about bottomless mimosas.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all of it. Got a pre-Tums brunch.
Mm-hmm.
The most dangerous food game? Brunch, Brazilian churrasqueria, and late night Taco Bell were your choices. Late night Taco Bell, the runaway winner at 70.6%. Can you classify 4-3 as a run? I think this is talking about the New York Knicks at one point. This is Jess's. I think this is a Sugats moment.
No, Sugats.
Early Sugats moment. Can you classify 4-3 as a run? 73.7% of the audience said no. Was Mike Dunn's magic trick allowing every runner on base from previous pitchers to score, but not allowing any of his own runners to score?
That was a great ball question.
94.8% of the audience said yes. Is Sugats the Wayne Gretzky of under the breath muttering?
Just leave.
Keep saying my name. I mean, I have to go tape something.
Just leave.
Get out of here.
All right, this is a big one. Are all musicals trash? 52.8% of the audience said no. 47.2% of the audience did say yes, that all musicals are trash.
That's ridiculous.
Whose take was that?
And they are. They are.
Cortez. Who's Cortez's take? This is the worst f***ing take I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. Go on.
I'm pissed. That's all I have to say.
Is Blues Brothers the greatest musical of all time? Thank you. Goodbye.
That's Roy.
Roy.
56.9% of the audience said no.
What? Get out of here.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Have there been a lot of...
I can't say thank you. I'm sorry. I can't say thank you to that because they're wrong. Thank you and goodbye.
Maybe they just disagreed with thank you, goodbye, not the Blues Brothers part.
Have there been a lot of advancements on the interior design of the post office since the 1940s? 88.1% of the audience said no.
That's a strong take by me.
Would Kim Mulkey kick your ass with a smile on her face?
That's a great take by anyone.
83.2% of the audience said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is Anthony Rizzo a light on the horizon?
I'm getting nostalgic about Jess's first week. Before she started character assassinating my daughter.
Yeah.
59.4% of the audience agrees that Anthony Rizzo is a light on the horizon. We move now really to May the 3rd. Is there anything more tepid than the person who says they can guarantee something they can't actually guarantee? 60.5% of the audience said no.
That dude from Men's Warehouse has a problem if that poll's true.
Does Stugatz pronounce museum with a Z and three E's?
Museum.
97.5% of the audience said yes. Is that a record? Worst accusation. You use Botox or you made a deal with the devil? 73.3% of the audience said Botox. Should you know your father's shampooing habits? 93.4% of the audience said no. Are you surprised at all that Stugatz uses heaters for his gastrointestinal health? 85.4% of the audience said no.
We're about to crescendo here. There's going to be a fireworks show of great poll questions up around the corner.
Did you know that JaVale McGee won a Grammy? 95.2% of the audience said no. Do you expect a good minute of silence after someone puts a mint in their mouth?
Was it too soon? I got self-conscious when Amin accused me of that because I'm a fat guy. And so it suggests a lack of restraint that I can't suck a mint for a little bit of time without chewing and immediately getting to the feel, the lack of health in it.
Dan, us fat people, we need to be careful with our chewing. People are always, they listen, they can hear us chew more than they can hear most people.
They're also looking out for you chewing more right. than anybody mm-hmm. else. I also think, like, do you hate your teeth? Because, like, you'd have to let the mint Christ. Soften up a little bit in order to really
do
have a go at it.
Do you hate your teeth?
Do you hate your
the
teeth?
Strange question.
Not a fan of your teeth?
A weird thing to say.
I'm going to make that a poll.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
Go ahead, Billy. Put it on the poll. Do you hate your teeth? And do you know anyone who hates their teeth? Have you ever considered the idea of hating your teeth?
Does Whittingham have dinner slippers?
Perfect timing.
94.2% of the audience said yes. Do you feel sweet relief when you get home and take off your jeans? Happened to me last night after a long day at work. Taking off the jeans was great. 91.4% of the audience said yes. 8.6% are monsters.
So, Whittingham, your side job at this point when you're not being an incredibly professional broadcaster on MLS games is to come up here and just be maximum asshole and 17-hour days, and now the audience hates you because this is a
And be ridiculed for it. Yeah that's about it.
That all fits on his business card, by the way.
That's about the size of it.
Okay. Yeah. So you're eminently more qualified than reading polls around here, and your reward is everyone hates you. Keep going.
Although, I was surprised at the number of people that did agree with my take about Tim Tebow. I thought I'd really get skewered for that. It's about 50-50 on
but
that one.
But didn't they also hate you? Isn't it?
Oh yeah, no, there's a fair bit of hate, but there was also a fair bit of like, wow, I'm surprised someone said that.
But didn't the original Trump war take place on Tim Tebow? Like, isn't that where it started in terms of polarizations in sports? It's just the religion versus the science?
I don't know if people had to go with his religion. I think it was just more like, why do we care about this deeply average athlete?
Well, damn.
I'm with you. I feel like the religion thing was like a shield. He was just a corny guy. Like, no one really cares. Like, the league is so Christian. It's overwhelmingly Christian, yeah. I feel like. No one really cares that he's Christian.
But Tim Tebow is the guy from the time that Mike said Chubby Checker about before. Tim Tebow is America's All-American. He is what every college athlete we wanted them to be. Allegedly a virgin, God above all else, team player, humble, crew cut, beautiful,
throwing
head of hair.
To a murderer and a racist.
Yeah.
I was just filling in the lines you forgot. Also, let's not call him a deeply average athlete because he's arguably the greatest college quarterback.
Okay, deeply ever. Average professional athlete.
Can you be a deeply average athlete and win a Heisman Trophy?
And a playoff game.
Yeah.
America's All-American was born in the Philippines.
That's right. He's America's greatest Asian athlete.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Is Tim Tebow America's greatest Asian athlete?